Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
BC is out back on the fan. 888-808-1019, the number to call. We have a ton to get to today. Just scratching the surface here with the Jets this first hour so far. We'll continue with the calls. But we didn't talk about last week or 2 weeks ago whenever we were back, BT, before we left. The Enigma series, whatever you want to call it, the show on Netflix about Aaron Rodgers. We did text about it, though, off the air. I watched it. I loved it. I don't know if would you say that I've been a bigger fan of Rodgers personally than you?
I think you probably have verbalized it a little bit more, but I've always liked Rodgers.
And did you read the book? Remember we had
excerpts. Okay. I still have it in my office. Loved I've jumped it. Through some certain stuff. Yeah.
Now, I liked Rodgers before this. I read the book or listened to the book from Ian O'Connor. Loved him even more. And then I watched Enigma, and it kind of solidified what I thought. I thought you got a good look into Aaron Rodgers, the person, would you come away with from that?
I like him even more than I used to. I think that Aaron Rodgers, not for everybody, I get that. He's very eclectic. Some of the things he does, and even said this, are viewed as alternative lifestyle things, whether it's religion, whether it's medicinal purposes. I like Rodgers. Now, the one thing, and I don't know that I needed to see this, and I don't even know if I, on some level, maybe thought that I needed to see this and really didn't. I don't know. But when it was presented to me during Enigma, it hit me in a good spot. I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. Like, when you watch somebody from a distance, like we did Rodgers all those years, be an all-time legend, and then he comes here. You know, there was a thought because nobody really probably wanted him based on the age, and he wasn't great the last season in Green Bay. I think a lot of people thought that he was using the Jets like, all right, the Jets are desperate. I've got the New York stage. I can increase my brand, whatever that might be. And they're a bunch of suckers. They need a quarterback. Let me take advantage of them. Let me go to the Jets, right? And I don't know that I really believe that, but I do think that some and some did. And when I saw him rehabbing, like the other stuff was interesting, don't get me wrong. But when I saw him rehabbing, and I know that it's three series and he can piece together a Rocky montage from us, hell, at this age still.
Yeah, right.
And drop a soundtrack to it. It's going to look inspiring. I was really moved, and I think it reminded me how much he loves football.
Bingo. He loves the game. And that's something that last year he was almost made fun of for, where people are like, oh, he wants to come back. It's all about the attention. No, he wants to play. Yep. If you paid attention over the years, you could see that. And that's why I don't think he's going to retire. I think that he's going to take his time. And even that, he said the right thing. Like,
yes,
I'm too close to it right now. I can't make a decision where I'm fatigued mentally. I'm beat up. All the rehab, which, by the way, I thought was an excellent point that I never even thought about before. The rehab all last season, into the offseason to get ready for this year,
yep,
took a toll on him. And at his age, like, that's a lot to ask.
Well, he never had a natural respite.
Yeah, right. So it's a lot to ask of a player at that age to then just come back and have a terrific season again. So he's going to get a little bit of a breather after Sunday and take some time away now. And he also acknowledges the Jets are not going to be on that same timeline. Like, the Jets probably going to make a decision a little bit sooner, but Rodgers may want to play. Now, what suitors are about there, who the hell knows? But yes, that's why I love Rodgers, because he loves the game. He wants to play. He wants to win. He's been like that forever.
I mean, just going from high school and being overlooked and having to go to a junior college. You know, I mean, it's, you know, Peyton Manning, first overall pick. And, you know, even Montana was a middle round pick. But he played at Notre Dame. And Tom Brady, yeah, barely drafted. Got a full ride to Michigan. Like, this guy had to go to a junior college that nobody really knew about. And it's he was just amazing. He's an amazing player. Unfortunately for a Jet fan, you got him too late. Listen, I know a lot of people don't like Rodgers, but I do want to read one thing, not from the Enigma, but okay. For the press conference. Yeah. It's pretty quick. He said he was asked to reflect on the last 2 years. Now, you and I basically started the show reflecting on these last 2 years. Here's his reflection, what it means to him. He says, quote, "And if you still don't like him after this, that's okay. That's up to you. I mean gratitude, quote, honestly, it's been the best 2 years of my life. Now, that's a perspective adjustment that happened at some point during the rehab process last year. Just the excitement, falling back in love with the game, getting to know these guys in here, getting to know how great the men and women that work here are. It's been a lot of fun. Obviously, on the field, it's been very short of expectations, no doubt. This game is more than just that. This game is also about relationships," end quote. If you strip away the Kennedy connection, for some of you, which obviously bothers you, the 100%. Immunization, or the
100%.
If you just judge him on what he says and really what he does, Aaron Rodgers is a good dude, man.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says.
Who gets it and is comfortable with himself. I've never done, like, drugs in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh.
Well, thank God, you.
Yeah, well, I know.
Ha, imagine this guy on drugs. Imagine this guy took shrooms.
So oh then why God. Would I love a person who's doing ayahuasca or whatever?
Yeah,
because he's, like, to me, that's foreign, beyond foreign, but he's doing it himself, and he's comfortable in his own skin to do it. The darkness retreats, like, I'd never do something like that myself, but the fact that he wants to do it, I don't think he's doing it for attention. I think he's doing it because he wants to push himself to certain limits, which I respect that he's doing that. All those things that he puts himself out there for that other people are like, oh, what a lunatic. Oh, what a nut job, this and that.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree with it, but that's him. And he's comfortable enough to put it out there. I've always respected that and loved that about Aaron Rodgers.
You know, listen, I think that speaking for myself here, I'm certainly not going to overstate it. I think I'm fairly intellectually curious.
Right.
Like, I like to follow politics. I like to follow the economy. I like to, you know, world travel and geography. I'm not saying I'm brilliant. I'm certainly not. But I'm fairly intellectually curious. But I like to read, not intellectually curious enough to follow some of the things that he follows.
Yeah.
Okay, medicine that goes back thousands of years, or art that goes back thousands. Like, that just some civilizations. Like, I don't have the bandwidth to pursue that. I admit that. I don't. But he does. And I'm not going to shame him for that. I mean, gee. Now, he's not married. He doesn't have any children to tend to. And when you have that much free time, it's a little bit easier to do that, to go out and pursue different aspects of life. But I'll tell you what, watching that, I'm never going to the depths that I don't have the money to do it. I don't have the interest to do it. But I'll tell you what, watching the documentary, I remember saying to myself, and this is definitely one of my resolutions without getting too personal, there are things that I want to change about me, honestly, as a person, as a man, as a husband, as a father, all right? That, and I'm going to pursue it differently, but that opened up a little part of my brain that I did not know would be opened up prior to watching that.
I love that you said that, because I do think if people actually went into whatever, reading the book from Ian O'Connor, watching Enigma, listening to Rodgers, if they went in with open mind, you can learn from him. And I have, even little things you take from certain things. I'm like, oh, you know what? That's an interesting point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Actually, there was one point, and this is something stupid, but I used to wear big, bulky headphones.
No, I remember when you used to wear the white ones. Yeah, I remember seeing those on the digital
stuff. I loved hearing myself
stuff.
Loud, and I just felt like I was on whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then I think it was during Hard Knocks, and I was watching him, and he was ripping on one of his teammates. And I'm like, oh, you wear those things? They're no good for your ears. Like, keeping all this, just something like that. And it made me change. Now, that's a little thing. It's not going to educate
anybody.
Yeah, but
he's probably done the research to actually prove that, you know,
And it actually does make sense. Like, why would you have those big, loud things keeping sound in? It's not good for years. Anyway, point is, Rodgers is a smart dude. I'm not saying, like, he's the smartest guy in the world.
No, he is a smart guy.
Well, very smart. But you could, if you open your mind to it, instead of just being like, oh, he's different than I am, he's weird and doing it for attention. No. Listen to him and you will learn. Now, with all that being said, we care about how he performs on the football field. I still believe in him. I still believe in his heart. I still believe in his passion, his desire. And while I know that his ability, certainly this year, was nowhere near what you would expect, maybe it was in part because of the injury leading into the rehab.
Yep.
No real break coming right in the year. The age, yes, but I would give him, I think Rodgers, wherever he goes, will be an asset. I would give him one more chance if I'm the Jets.
Well, it came across in the documentary. He's definitely more open to being a bit of a mentor. He spoke about that with Jordan Love and obviously went out to Hattiesburg to see Brett Favre. Really, honestly, if you guys have, even if you hate Rodgers going into it, very interesting.
How about the way Favre treated him?
Like in distant.
And then he made sure, and even though he acknowledged, he still has a good relationship with Favre, but he acknowledged that it wasn't great, but still also like understanding why Favre maybe felt like that. But he learned from it and was better to Jordan Love
and Zach
because
Wilson.
Of that. And Zach Wilson.
Agreed, 100%. So I think that for me, this is what I said before break, I'm going to let the new regime make the determination. I'm not going to clamor and scream and shout, I want Rodgers back. And I'm not going to do the opposite. I'm going to see what kind of offense they're going to try to install, who the coach is. I think that he's smart enough to know, and he's humbled enough to know at this point, Rodgers, that even if he is back, he's going to have no juice in the decision-making process. I understand that. You know, listen, before the game against the Buffalo Bills last week, which was just atrocious by everybody, 16 penalties for 120 yards. He fumbled. I mean, he missed the tight end Yaboa when he threw it in his shoes, and he probably could have run it or had a wide-open touchdown. He did not play well that game. But before that game, in the previous eight, Aaron Rodgers threw 14 touchdowns and had one interception. You could go, now I don't know this to be 100% true, but I would almost venture to guarantee whether it's Todd, whether it's Vinny, whether it's Chad, even, you know, Fitzpatrick, who had a very good statistical year back in 2015. Take any Jet quarterback. I don't think anybody put up in eight games, 14 touchdowns and one pick. So as, quote unquote, as bad as he's been this year, has he really been that bad?
No.
It's just no.
And he's got something to prove. I understand why people would want to move on. I understand why the Jets might.
Yeah.
For me, I'm giving it one more go with a real head coach.
Yep.
Seeing if Rodgers has one more good year left in the tank.
To the point where you'd be disappointed if he's not back? Because you heard what I said. Like, if the new regime doesn't want him, I'm okay with that.
Well, disappointed is different than yelling and screaming the other way. Like, I want him back, but if they let him go, I can't kick and scream and say you made a huge mistake. I do think it would be a mistake. Now, remember, I do want him back under the circumstance that he's going to mentor the next quarterback. And we haven't even talked about it. We get to the Giants and bring them into the conversation as well next. But the Jets might be having a top pick to a point where they can start thinking about trading up or taking a quarterback. And I want Rodgers to be the mentor to that next quarterback, thinking that you could win some games with him next year, maybe make the playoffs, while also building for the future.